From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Hitta Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Did you know that your detectors need to be replaced every 5 to 10 years? Hitta detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of Hitta safety products.
Save big money at Menards.
And I hear a rooster. Is that a rooster?
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
Never forced, never coerced. Open discussions about things in life that matter to you most. From tech to TV, movies, and gaming, and everything in between. Visit voluntaryinput.com to subscribe, contact us, and find out how you can support the show. Catch new episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and everywhere else you listen to podcasts.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight. Can you tell everyone a little bit about yourself?
Awesome. First of all, Leo, thank you so much for having me. This is Ashmo, right? And I work for SocialJam, working as a community manager, look after all the community things at SocialJam, how we can raise the noise and how we can help the audiences through the social media networks. So yeah, that's me, a tech guy. I did my graduation in computer science and love to help everybody.
So how did you get started with SocialJam? Did you have a background in technology?
Yes, I do. Previously, I was working with the hosting industry, and before that, I was working with the enterprise planning, which is ERP. And what happened, I just want to do a big shout out to my CEO, Samir Ahmed Khan, and their founder as well. And one of her friend is working, he's still working, and He's my childhood buddy. And he talked to me about this particular position, which was vacant as a community lead. And he talked to me about that particular position. And he said that I want you to be in. And I was like, sure, just let's do it. And I got the test thing ready. And I got an interview with Samir Ahmed Khan, CEO. And thanks to him, he just let me in. Like, let's join and do the show, run the show.
So what, if you could, what exactly is involved with community management? We see that a lot lately. I tend to, social community manager tends to be the title that we see. What is involved with that?
Exactly. That's a really good question. So a lot of people get a bit of confusion right here when it comes to community. People think that it is something related to the charity stuff. But you can say that, but that's the community thing. But community is all about helping the audience, right? Helping the particular niche you are in, right? For instance, we have the social media managers, right? We are helping tons of businesses, and we do not have any specific niche right here. And we cover all the niches, right? If I talk about, sorry for that rooster, because it's 5 a.m. in the morning, I cannot control that.
Yeah, I think we should tell people that first real quick. It's 5 a.m. where you are, and you were telling me before we got started that you've been up for like 2 days just excited about what you do.
Exactly. So I didn't have a proper sleep because we had a launch at Verticon. We revamped the product, right? Mm-hmm. With tons of beautiful features, and I want all the audience to check it out, right? And the best part is we got 100, ended up with the top 5 products of the day at Product Hunt, and got the 2 major shout outs from Product Hunt, and the whole credit goes to the team, from creative, from the dev team, product team, everybody, the CEO Samir Ahmed Khan, Shakir, and so everybody was in, along with the marketing lead, Muneep. Everybody was totally in gelling, and we just, we didn't expect that it's gonna make it. And we nailed the show, trust me.
That's awesome.
We're so blessed, yeah.
Let's back up a little bit and make sure we help people understand what exactly it is that we're talking about. So we're talking about SocialJam. And for those who don't know what SocialJam is, can you give them a brief overview as to what it is, who it benefits, and why more people should look into getting onto SocialJam?
Exactly. So SoShamp is basically automation tool, a management tool for social media networks, right? So we help social media managers. We do not have such boundary, as I mentioned, that we cover all the niches. We cover all the buyer persona. If I talk about the buyer personas, so we cover startups, we cover SMBs, we cover enterprise companies, like big giants, you name it, right? Marketing agencies. So the platform helps everybody to automate their day-to-day task, day-to-day posts on different social media networks, which includes Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, YouTube, right? So we cover all those, and along with that, GMB, Google My Business. And like we are like this particular list is not going to stop. I swear that, because we are working on different social media platforms as well. I just want to keep that secret. Right. So I can
it's,
only get
it's
right
TikTok,
now.
Isn't it? It's TikTok, isn't it?
Oh my God. You just got right there.
Well, they're the talk of the town right now. So, you know, it's like, that's going to always be my first guest. Anytime someone says we're adding a social media network that I can't talk about, I'm always going to say it's TikTok.
Let's mum's the word. I just want to
mum's the word. Okay. So I want to touch on something real quick as to why I wanted you to have you on the show. And, you know, you and I have had conversations back and forth, because some of the people who will listen to this show are a lot of indie podcasters. You know, I have a lot of indie podcast friends. And one thing that happens in the podcast community, especially in the indie community, there's always people giving you advice. And people will always say, you need to be active on social media. Now, you can't be on there 24/7, but you need to have this social media presence. And I agree with that. If you have a podcast, especially if you're an indie podcaster and you're trying to establish a social media presence, it's very important. But the downside is you can get burned out pretty quickly, because it's hard to keep up with posting on Facebook, posting on Instagram, posting on LinkedIn, posting on Twitter. And a tool like Social Champ makes it so much easier. And I use it all the time. If you want, get your backend developers to look at our usage. So yeah, it's perfect for that very thing. I mean, you create a post once, and then you can send it out to all of your social media platforms. And better yet, you can schedule posts. That's one of the beauties of it too. And I'm just going to sit here and be a commercial for you guys, but you go ahead and explain a little bit more.
So one thing, I'm just going to get the data from my developer team about your social activities, right? And I'm going to share with you. Yeah, I can do that for you, right?
It's a lot. Use it all the time. It's a lot.
Well, thank you so much for your kind words and appreciating the product. You know, we have evolved the way we started, right? We fixed the major bugs, and we always embrace the, you know, feedback from the customers. And, you know, we are always running, always hustling that what things we can do. I just lost your question. Can you please review one more time for me?
Oh, can just you explain? I guess the overall question really is, and it's not just for indie podcasters, it's more about anyone who is trying to establish a social media presence, entrepreneurs especially, what it is that Social Champ brings to them that makes you guys such a valuable tool to them.
All right. So as you already mentioned, that the tool does the wonders, right? So I was listening to, I just want to quote this thing from Gary Vaynerchuk, who is the CEO and founder of Liquipedia from the US. I'm pretty sure that you know about him. So he once said in his live webinars, or maybe he was in Brazil and talking with his audience. Right. So he said that if you want to nail a show on the social media, right, you just need to put your camera out and post it. do the content and post it, whatever the content is, whatever the format of the content is. It could be video, it could be videos, it could be text, but be consistent, right? So if you want to sustain the social media presence, the number one hack is to be consistent, right? So that's the number one thing. And in order to be consistent, our tool helps you to do it, SocialChamp, right? So a lot of people think that, all right, so you need to do a scheduling. So we can do it by the Twitter. We can make it by the Facebook inside inner tools, right? Mm-hmm. But what about the bulk upload, right? Let's suppose Leo, you are going. Sorry for mispronouncing your name. So Leo, so you just got the vacation from your Volunteer Input podcast, right? And you are traveling to my country. Let's suppose Pakistan, right? And you don't have time for the next 30 days. What you can do is we offer the bulk upload, right? Where you can post a schedule, and plan for the next 30 days social media content for not for the Facebook or Twitter. You can schedule it for all the social media networks that we support, that SocialChamp supports, right? So that's the thing which came really handy to the people that don't want to be on social media networks every time, because it's true. You cannot be on social media, all the social media networks at the same time, right? I can be using Facebook or Instagram for an hour, right? So I couldn't know what's happening on the Twitter at the same time, right? It makes it difficult for me, right? I'm not getting any news, but my content would be posting on a regular basis with a bulk upload and with other cool features, right? So what does it mean? Like, you can sustain your social presence with the constant posting on all the social networks at the same time, right? On the other hand, it helps you to get engaged with your audiences, right? And right. How on the second part, you have to do. You can help with. You can manage yourself. Manage all the social media posts with the help of automation tool, which is SocialChamp, right? On the third thing, you will be engaging with your audiences, right? In order to maintain the way we discussed, like social presence. So the third point is to engage with your audience. So in order to engage with your audience, you need to be really crisp right here. You need to put such sort of content that makes them drive to engage with the content, right?
Right.
So we have the sentiment analysis thing, right? So whenever you try write a post on something, right, you can hit that sentiment analysis through the publish dashboard. I hope you have seen that thing, right? It's right there in the publish dashboard.
Oh yeah.
All right. You call that, right? So yeah. So you can have the sentiment analysis, and you can analyze like what's the percentage of positivity your content is going to put in on your audiences, right?
Mm-hmm.
So these are the things that can help you in order to generate the great content with respect to user intent, which is really important, because user intent is really important because the reason is Google also look for the user intent content on your blogs, right?
Right.
We do have the percentage, and we do leverage the SEO thing, which is keyword and stuff like that. But let me show you a quick example right here, because I'm too much emphasizing on user intent, because Google is all about now, because the algorithm is too much spot these days, right? Mm-hmm. And if somebody's typing about the walkthrough, so let's suppose if somebody's typing how to schedule a post on Twitter using SocialChamp, right? So it already know that what happens, the Google will directly come into the SocialChamp blogs, and it will directly link to that particular blog gives you the walkthrough about how to schedule a post on Twitter, right?
Right.
It's really easy, but let's rephrase the content right here. How to schedule a post on Twitter. So this time I just want my blog to be ranked on the top or on the first page, right?
You got it
exactly.
Right there? Yep.
Excluding the SocialChamp keyword from here. So mm-hmm. How I'm gonna make it? The first thing is like following all the SEO practices, but on the other hand, I just want to maintain the user intent, right? Because a lot of people drag the content. They just talk about what is Twitter. So They already know about the Twitter.
They know what Twitter is. They know what. Yeah, they want to know. Right. Go ahead. Okay. I just want you to know I'm tracking with you. I'm following. Yeah.
So the main thing is like the walkthrough. Like most of the people couldn't jump into the walkthrough straight away. They just drag the content, and the whole content makes them the fluffy, right? So dragging from, because you know I just drag it right here. So the point was make it a user content, so the user, all the audience can could have the leverage to have the chance to engage, have the chance to like it. Make it appealing, right? Mm-hmm. When I say make it appealing, you can go with the visuals, great visuals, right? You can share the memes, whatever you want to, right? And like these are the things that can give a plus point as compared to your competitors, right?
Right.
So, yeah. Again, the rooster is still calling me.
Rooster is excited about everything that you're saying. Is that that's what that's all about? The rooster is saying exactly. He's exactly right.
Voluntary Input is brought to you by Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast, make money doing it. Go to anchor.fm/start to join a diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start.
And I'll tell you, just to keep bragging on some things that you guys have done, one thing I also love is, even though you're posting to multiple social media accounts, every so often you may have someone will comment on one of those posts. So then you have that moment of, oh, now I got to go to that social media platform to see the comment and interact with them. No, you can do it right there within Social Champ. And they're all there. So if you have Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, and someone comments on one of those, you have it all on one interface. So you're not clicking all over the place. You can do all of your interactions right there in one place. And I love that.
Exactly. So Twitter is not right there in the engage feature, just to, add this information right here, but it will be in the engage feature very soon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, please go ahead.
But I love it because I've run into that where sometimes someone will comment on one of our Facebook posts or whatever, and I'm not on Facebook, but I'm sitting here looking at Social Champ where I can comment back to them directly through Social Champ. And I just think that's an awesome feature.
Yes, exactly. Thank you so much for being so kind, again, the kudos goes to our dev team because we know that fact that we have the API limitations from all these social media networks.
Right.
And I just had a demo call today with one of our potential customers, and it was not a demo call. I just got hired up by a company manager from Hashnote, right? Mm-hmm. And he just texted me, right? And he asked, she's my friend, Aleph. So she asked me, like, I just want Hashnote to use SocialChamp, right? But the problem is, you guys know, like, nobody is offering Twitter polls scheduling. And I said, like, yes, nobody's doing it right now. And I just came to just ask my CTO, Chief Technology Officer, and Zuhaib, and he was like, "Sorry, buddy, it's API limitation again." And
we can you're going to be limited by their rules and regulations. So there's no way around that. So unfortunately.
So yeah, that's a big challenge. Unfortunately, exactly. We always try at our level best, whatever our users suggest to us. Because I just want to share one more thing. One of our customers requested that we need the post approval comments, right? Whenever somebody asks for their approval on their post, that this post is going to be live on that particular date. Oh, so yeah, we have the approval process right there. So she asked that she wants a comment right there if she wants to disapprove the comment. No, like she doesn't like the post, right? And she wants some tweet, she just want to alter something, right? She might doesn't like the caption or doesn't like the visuals, so she doesn't want to highlight that thing you need to change. So we added this just today, right? We got maybe yesterday, we got the request from the customer, and our dev team push it in a day, less than 24 hours.
Wow.
Knowing the fact that we are on the product hunt, right? And we do it.
Especially being on Product Hunt, I'm sure there's a lot of, there are a lot of professional social media managers out there who are engaging with Social Champ, and these are some of the features that they would need. So yeah, that's awesome that your dev team can turn it around that quickly. I'm gonna start throwing in some more requests. But I'll tell you what first brought me to Social Champ is the RSS feed feature. Because at the time we were using something else and it kind of fizzled. It was a company, I'm not going to name them. They kind of just died off. Things weren't working out too well. And we were like, we really need this RSS feed feature, because one thing, especially when we publish a podcast episode, we want all of our social media platforms to know what happened. But we don't want to go into each and every one of them and say, hey, check out the new episode. Hey, check out the new episode. Hey, but with Social Champ, we just put the RSS feed to the actual podcast. And as soon as we put up a new episode, it goes everywhere and everyone knows it.
Yes, absolutely.
Love that. Absolutely.
Yes. Because these things are our unique selling proposition, right? The bug upload, you talk about RSS. So these are our USPs, right? And we try a little bit that we do not compromise on these major features. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm really glad that you will like me all these features.
And again, the scheduling, awesome. The scheduling is huge, especially during the holidays, because again, can't be on social media with family around. You're trying to spend time with your family, but you still want to maintain that social presence. I mean, if I wanted to, Christmas isn't until the end of this year. I could go ahead and start scheduling all my Christmas posts now.
Yes, exactly. You can.
And they'll come out right when I need them. So yeah, it's a very valuable tool. And I'll sing the praises of you. And I have, and I think that's kind of how you and I connected, because someone, I think we were on Twitter and someone said, they mentioned they needed a tool like this. And I said, oh, I use Social Champ, and gave them the link.
Yes. And then, and from that day, I just got you, and I just need this guy. Who is this guy? And I just came to know that you're already using Social Champ, and I was like, oh my god! So I just quickly, we did a success story, right, about you, mm-hmm. like how Social Champ helps you, helping you and growing your business, right? So that was really awesome. So thank you again. I'm being overwhelmed with all the responses over all the features. It's pretty amazing. Thank you so much, Leo. Let's move forward to our conversation.
Well, you're doing great work there. Keep up the good work. Tell all the devs and everyone else, great work. Keep up the good work. Tell the rooster, keep being the cheerleader. I'll be a cheerleader with the rooster too. Is there anything
else? Social Champ, right?
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to add before we wrap up? Like, how can people, if they're looking into getting into Social Champ, how do they get started?
All right. So the plans are pretty straightforward, right? All you need to do is type in socialchamp.io, right? And if you're not sure that which pricing plan or which pricing model is best fit for you, the very first thing is to realize your use case, right? Because the use case is really important. Right, we cannot pitch somebody if somebody is using a one social network, right, and we cannot pitch them come to the paid plan. So that's the reason we revamped our pricing plan and came up. Right now, we are also offering the freemium model, which is free model, right? When we say free, it's totally free. You don't need to add credit card, debit card, or anything, stuff like that, right? All you need to do is create a simple account with general information right there. And you can go with the three social accounts. It could be Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or whatever you want to, whatever you like. And you can start the scheduling, unlimited scheduling, unlimited.
Even on the free.
Limitation. Exactly.
Wow, that's
and
awesome.
All the features are unlocked.
Wow.
All the features are unlocked. You can go with the engage. You can go with a bug couple. You can do the auto RSS. You can you can also go with the recycling. All those stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And if you ever got stuck and got any sort of queries, we have the Facebook community group. you can drop your queries right there, and you can find me and one of my another company, who is Fahad, and our all the supportive team, customer advocates right there, who's always around to help our customers and audience. You know, I'm saying our customer as a customer. They are not a customer. They are champs. They are part of
champs,
our family.
Yeah. So,
exactly.
The emails come that way. Hello, champs. I love it.
Hey, champ. Tanya does all of these things, right? And she'd be like, hey, champs. And helping all the champs right there through her emails, and another guy who is always supportive with the 24/7 chat, Tossi, and like these guys are doing tremendous, because you know when I started with Suzu Champ, I just saw that a lot of people coming to the chat and asking like, I'm getting this issue and getting this issue, and these guys did a great job with the customer journey and helping them out with the help desk, creating the videos for them and making everything easy for them. Like, if you want something, like, go, here's the link. You can have a quick walkthrough. On the other hand, these guys are doing a great job with on the call as well. If somebody's getting like couldn't get any solution by means, if they are not capable enough to go with the blogs or something, the help desk or the videos, they get the customer on the call and try to help them like at any time, right? And it was super, super amazing the work these guys are doing. Like,
and that's critical,
we customers are not the sake of the customers, you know. Because we all are here to help the Champ family to grow, mm-hmm. and we are here to help them to grow their business. So that's the motive, and that's the motive we are pursuing right now. And you know, love to help everybody. You know,
that's great. That's great. Well, I'm excited to see the new features and the new social media that's coming. Even though mum's the word, we're not going to say what it is. Okay, I can wait. I'm patient. I can wait. And it's excited to see it. And again, I want to thank you guys for the service, because like I said, it's invaluable for us. I could go on and on. Even to, you know, we could go. There's so many features we didn't touch on, like the suggestions. You know, those are very helpful as well. But again, like you said, I just invite everyone, go to social.io. Sign up for a free account and get started with it, just to see how it will help you out. But like I said,
oh sorry, just
go ahead.
Just cutting you off right here. Socialchamp.io.
Socialchamp. I forgot the champ. Socialchamp.io. Got a little ahead of myself. And again, I especially encourage my family. They're my family, my indie podcast family, because I know a lot of them do struggle with, well, yeah, I want to do this social media for the podcast, but I can't. I don't have time. It's very time consuming, but if you have a tool like Social Champ, it really does take a lot of burden off of that. So it helps immensely.
Yeah. I just wanted to add one more thing right here. Liu is already a part of Champ. So he's recommending Social Champ. You guys must try it out. And we also launched one more thing, which is roadmap of the product, right? You can use that thing to suggest whatever you want to. And you can go with our Facebook group as well, Facebook community group, where you can suggest us. You can go for the support chat. You can also hit us at hello@socialstamp.io if you have the feature request or any request, suggestion, anything, any feedback, right? As the Lee is doing right now. And you can come up on the Twitter, Facebook, whatever the social media network suits you. You can come to us, reach out to us, and let us know what do you want, and help us to improve the product and make it as a big fish, right?
Well, thank you again for coming on. I was excited about this because I really love the tool, like I said. And go do something. This one's going to be kind of off the wall. What do you do for a rooster in the morning? Do they just stop on their own? Do you go out there and feed them, talk to them, whatever? Can you make them stop, or they just stop when they want to stop?
They never stop. First thing, they never stop.
They never stop.
They never stop. It was 1 a.m. at night, and they were shouting. You know, they were cheering, right?
I thought they only did it in the morning. See, I don't live around roosters. But that's the common.
These roosters are not mine. These roosters are from my neighbors, right? They're enjoying right now. And I cannot say anything. They're respecting your roosters, you know?
So there's nothing you can do about them.
Exactly.
Oh, well, we'll get yourself some breakfast, hopefully some sleep. And thank you for staying up and coming on with us.
Not a problem. Thank you so much, Leo, for having me today and talking about the social and all those things. And I'm really glad that you like the product and appreciate it with tons of your kind words. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. So again, everyone, go to socialchamp.io, sign up for a free account, end up loving it like I did, and then you will go ahead to the next tier because you will when you see how beneficial it is. And in the meantime, if you have any questions or comments for voluntary input, as always, go to voluntaryinput.com. There you can find all the previous shows, previous videos. You can select contact us. And if you'd like to be a guest on the show, just select register as a guest. We're going to have the rooster on next week. No, we're not. But we're going to have that rooster go ahead and register as a guest so we can talk to him about why do you make so much noise in the middle of the night?
You know, now they become a part of the champ family. So
exactly.
We need to appreciate that.
All right. Thanks a lot again for coming on, and we'll see you next time. Take care.
Anytime, Leo. Thank you. All right. Take care of yourself.
We'll see
you.
Bye. Bye-bye.